The Apostle Islands National Lakeshore had 163,000 visitors, while the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway had 221,000 tourists in 2012. A just-released National Park Service report says that adds up to $28 million and 442 jobs in towns next to the parks. Apostle Islands National Lakeshore's Julie Van Stappen says a partnership with towns like Bayfield, Cornucopia, and Red Cliff benefit everyone.
Oh, definitely. We work really closely with all the communities. And especially with the current ice caves, we've worked very closely with everyone, and everyone has pitched in, and it's been very, very positive.
The ice caves have attracted more than 100,000 visitors since access opened to them in mid-January. St. Croix National Scenic Waterway in western Wisconsin injects almost $9 million into the 230-mile-long river area. The waterway's Julie Galanska says it's about partnerships.
Absolutely. You know, we work really closely with a lot of the business operators. You know, we really see it as a win-win for everyone.
The economic impact includes groceries, restaurants, lodging, and outfitters like Bog Lake Outfitters on Madeleine Island next to the Apostle Islands lakeshore. But owner Rose Fayen says they get more than financial spinoff.
Well, it keeps the property in the area pristine, which possibly if it were not a national lakeshore, that would not be the case.
So Fayen says that benefits the uncounted blue heron, eagles, beaver, and other wildlife that draw the visitors to national parks. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.